Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frehill is here after a big night in Irish football, Darren.
Yeah, Monday night, really turning into a bit of a good one in terms of the League of Ireland, certainly, Gavin. And what a title race we're having, because Shamrock Rovers, they beat Bohemians last night. I know you wouldn't be too happy with that particular result yourself in the Premier Division, but it really does put them right back into
it's
it.
It's really in tight at the top now.
It's massive. So Graham Burke scored the goal 6 minutes ago, came off the bench, and absolutely, there was a debatable free kick in the build-up to it, but what a hit by Graham Burke. But just looking at the table, so Rovers are now third. They were always third, but they're a point behind Derry, who are second, and then four behind Shells, who are leading.
So, and Shells have, I think, I might be wrong on this, they've only won one game in their last eight.
Yeah, so, but despite that, the other two...
Does anybody want to win this?
I don't know if they do. But let's hear from the goal scorer, Graham Burke. Turning a bit of a super sub the last few weeks, but what a goal. He spoke with Tony O'Donoghue.
It's big. We obviously knew we have to keep winning games. You know, we totally believed that we're in the title race. Obviously, last week was totally disappointing. You know, we could have had an extra two points, but I obviously won't get into that. But we knew tonight that was obviously a massive game in order to get 3 points. And now, obviously, tomorrow we prepare for St. Pat's and we have to try win again.
Do you think this squad believes that you're still going to retain this league championship?
Yeah, well, obviously, every single one of us believe in that change room. We know what's in that change room. We know if we're right at it, we can go on and win games. And obviously, the start that we've had to the season, obviously, it wasn't good enough. But we know that we can, hopefully, we can turn it around, and we believe that we are still in the title race.
Yeah, they certainly are. Double disappointment for Bohemians, because Alan Reynolds, their manager, disappointed with the foul. He thought was a foul in the build-up to the goal. And then Drogheda as well. They had a draw with Galway United, who were not that far off the title race themselves, certainly pushing for a place in Europe. That was a scoreless draw. So they're hovering above the relegation zone, just 4 points above that drop zone. Let's hear what he had to say to Tony.
Alan, I'm sure you're really disappointed with the way the goal was conceded, because I saw you speaking to the referees there. What did you say to them?
I know, I just felt it was a push in the back, and in fairness to the referee, it was a bit away, but the linesman is 4 yards away. He says it's not, and I've looked at it there, and for me it is a push in the back. You know, our defender gets there first, touch the ball, and he pushes him, so I think anywhere else in the pitch is a free kick, and I'm just disappointed with that.
Drogheda with a point tonight. Are you worried about being dragged into this relegation playoff, or do you think you're a better team than that?
No, come here. Of course, we're looking over our shoulder, but, you know, we have to win games, and got to focus on ourselves tonight. You get a point, you're taking it, but we keep working, as I said, inside there. We don't get too low after a defeat. We don't get too high after a win. So, good group of lads in there. As you can see, they give everything for the cause, and, you know, the results will come.
Yeah.
It's a bit close, isn't it?
It's getting really close there.
4 points. They do have a game in hand, though.
They do. Some tough games ahead, though, I might point out. In the first division, Athlone Town hosts UCD 1-0. That result takes them to within 2 points of second place UCD, and Cove lost 3-0 to Treaty. Rachel Blackmore's facing a spell on the sidelines. Confirmation yesterday evening that she suffered a neck injury in a fall at Downpatrick last Friday. So she suffered that injury when parting company with her mount hand over fist, trained by Dennis Howard in a handicap chase. Early days in that Jockeys Championship, but already she's there among the leading contenders, so let's hope she can get back out there really soon. The Listowel Harvest Festival continues today. Ryan Moore, one of the best in the business at the minute, he's in action for the first time at this year's festival. He has four rides, all for Aidan O'Brien. The action there gets underway at 2 o'clock, but tomorrow he'll be riding Gavin Cromwell's Flooring Porter in the big one, the Guinness Kerry National.
Obviously, going left-handed for Flo and Porter is important, and looks the ideal race. Listen, first proper experience at a handicap, but hopefully he's off a workable mark. The race should suit, and he's in good form. His work has been good of late, so hopefully he's going there with a chance.
Ulster Rugby have confirmed that prop Marty Moore will retire from rugby to focus on his mental well-being. The former Irish front row is 33, began his career with his native province Leinster, went on to play for Wasps for 2 seasons, and then signed for Ulster. We wish him all the very best with that. And finally, great drama in the snooker. Aaron Hill has taken another big scalp on the world stage. 4-3 win over Ding Junhui at the British Open. He came from 2-0 down to claim that win. He's also beaten the likes of Ronnie O'Sullivan, Judd Trump, Mark Selby in the past. And guess who's up next for him later on today? He's facing Antrim's Mark Allen. That's at 2 o'clock. That's going to be brilliant. Jordan Brown, unfortunately, did not progress after yesterday's session.